Krishna searches the gopis for his flute. In a playful mood, Krishna met again with his beloved gopas and gopis who were expert at singing proper scales, notes, and fading notes. Krishna celebrated his eternal pastimes with these eternal associates, the personified touchstones of all pleasure arts. Krishna's meeting them resembled a sputtering wick regaining its bright flame by adding a new supply of oil. Like a dried-up pond filling with water during the monsoon season, or like a dilapidated palace restored by repairs. Pretending to search for the flute, Krishna made false accusations while approaching different gopis. Accosting one gopi, Krishna said, "You are the thief." Going to another, he said, "You are the thief. You are the one who has stolen my precious flute." Coming up to Chandravali's assistants, whose hearts melted with love, Krishna rudely ripped open their bodices to search for the flute. They responded by scolding him with frowning faces and charming smiles. The gopis said, "O associate of Kusumasava, such bad conduct is just what we expect of you. How could the flute slip from your hand and hide in our bodices? If we have stolen your attractive flute, then you may punish us severely. But if it is not true, then we will take your necklaces and Kaustubha jewel as a wager." With great pride, Chandravali said, "O arrogant fellow who gives pain to women, Kusumasava has forcibly taken that flute which we wanted to steal from your hand. Don't you remember?" Kusumasava said, "When you say the flute we wanted to steal, you show your intention to steal it. What proof have you that I forcibly took the flute?" Chandravali replied, "All the witnesses are here." Kusumasava retorted, "They are all my enemies." Chandravali said, "Your friend there is also a witness." Kusumasava said, "That cannot be true. Then why did my pure-minded friend open your clothing to look for it? Therefore it is certain that you ladies have stolen this best of flutes. Your statements have proven to be downright lies." After speaking like this, Kusumasava, who was clever, fearless, and effulgent, again spoke to Krishna. "Sangita Vidya, the goddess of music, has stolen your flute, not these gopis." Hearing this, the clever Sangita Vidya became afraid and with a graceful gait went to see Lalita. With a sly glance, she passed the flute to Lalita without anyone's noticing. Seeing Sangita Vidya's gestures and movements, Kusumasava said hotly, "Friend, this Sangita Vidya has really stolen the companion of your hand, the flute. She definitely took it. When we jokingly mentioned her name, intending it to mean the presiding goddess of musical knowledge, she took it as meaning herself and thus felt fearful. That is the sign of a thief." Hearing this, Sangita Vidya stepped forward while Lalita hid the flute behind her back. With an astonishing smile, Sangita Vidya said, "Oh, little boy, what is this? You are a big pit of deceit. How could I ever steal the flute while playing in the holy festival? You are heartless. What use have I in stealing the flute? If you accuse people of lying, please understand that you are committing a serious sin. You talk too much. You are the incarnation of injustice. It is not necessary to speak such false words. So go away. Today I have been merciful and spared you from punishment." Everyone broke out in mild smiles upon hearing her words. Krishna, smiling all the while, derived more pleasure from boldly attacking the gopis while searching for the flute than from his intimate pastimes with them. Surrounded by the gopis, who could not be submissive because of their innate bold natures, Krishna, wearing forest flower garlands, finally stopped the search. Disregarding Lalita's show of pride that always manifests newer and newer features, Krishna touched her with his lotus hand. Lalita, master in all arts, secretly slipped the flute into the hand of the daughter of Bishvanu. Then, devoid of fear, she spoke without hesitation. Lalita said, "O killer of Aga, though I am innocent, you insist on touching me due to being mad with the pride of love. I will stop this display of impudence born of your pride. I am not lying. I do not have your flute." Saying this, Lalita opened her bodice to prove it. Showing her brilliant white teeth as she smiled, Lalita continued, "O one under the spell of pride and lust, Please remember that when you ran after Sankachuta, possibly your flute fell to the ground. Your attempts to corner me have proved fruitless." Kusumasava said, "O friend, the thief must be Radha." Krishna replied, "Intelligent one, it must be as you say. Radha has the flute, so I will search her." Just when the crest jewel of witty behavior started to search Radha, a dear girlfriend of Balaram happily presented the Sankachuta crest jewel to Radha, saying, "O Radha, endowed with all qualities, listen to me. Balaram is offering this jewel to you, so please accept it." The incredible effulgence of Sankachuta's crest jewel lit up the heavenly planets. It brought more happiness than the 8 mystic cities. As Radha gladly extended her hand to accept the jewel, her bodice slackened and the flute fell on the ground. Kusumasava's face lit up. He slapped his armpits, twisted his neck, stepped in a crooked manner, contorted his body, clapped his hands, and laughed in a raucous voice. Surrounded by his laughing, boisterous friends, Krishna smiled and ridiculed Lalita. Krishna said, "O Lalita, unrepentant one, you have spoken truthfully. While running after that demon, my flute, seeing our preoccupation with the jewel of Sankachuta, felt neglected and fell on the ground. Now, seeing Radha's preoccupation with the same jewel, my flute has again become angry and fallen on the ground." Kusumasava said, "Such intelligence of Brihaspati cannot be found in anyone of your age. It is not astonishing that Radha, whose perfect, faultless, and auspicious form takes away my friend's intelligence, has also stolen his enchanting flute, whose form is inauspicious and full of holes. But Krishna, the amazing thing is that you saw that I had taken the flute from you. So how did you get it? O friend with the hue of a tamal tree, now please take your celebrated flute." Damodar, rejoicing with pleasure, took the flute and played it sweetly. And as the beautiful gopis displayed various symptoms of ecstatic bliss, the festival came to a close.
Jaya 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 J